And you're listening to VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. Vermont had 14 homicides last year. It fell to the Bureau of Criminal Investigation at the Vermont State Police to handle the bulk of such cases. That is, until now. The state police has announced the formation of a new major crimes unit. And here to tell us more about that is Captain J.P. Sinclair. He oversees that new unit. Captain, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Some people might be surprised to hear the state is creating a major crimes unit. We like to think of Vermont as a small, relatively safe place to live. So exactly what kind of crimes will this unit be investigating?
Well, this unit is going to be comprised of some specially picked detectives that their primary role is going to be investigating active homicides, current homicides, some cold case homicides, and also officer-involved shootings.
The type of cases you're talking about, homicides, police shootings, cold cases, people might hear this and think, hey, isn't the state police already doing this stuff? So how is the mission of this new unit different than what state police were doing before?
Well, they'd be correct. I mean, this isn't a departure operationally as far as our involvement in these cases. What we've done is, obviously, we're trying to recognize that these are some of the most serious crimes that the state police investigate, and the most efficient and best way for us to do that is to have a team of investigators that is their sole responsibility. And the other detectives within our division will continue to investigate all the other deaths and other major crimes that we get involved with.
I'd like you to take us inside the VSP when a major crime like a murder occurs. How were those cases handled in the past, and then how will they be handled going forward with this new major crimes unit?
Well, typically what would happen is our agency is broken into four geographical areas in what we call troop areas, A, B, C, and D. And if we had a homicide in B troop, I have detectives assigned to that area. They would respond immediately and begin investigation into it. That isn't necessarily going to change as far as their involvement, but what we will have now is this primary group of investigators will be the lead detectives on every single one that we have, so that there'll be a consistency in the investigation and that these investigators will not be burdened with other crimes, other non-homicide deaths that come in the preceding days and weeks after that.
So it sounds like in the past, maybe detectives had to focus on these major crimes in addition to all this other stuff. This is a team that focuses just on these major crimes.
That's right. And we've reformed this team within our current masthead, our current personnel. We weren't given any additional positions to do this, but we've recognized that in this day and age, our homicide investigations have become exponentially more involved, and there's just so many other variables now that we didn't have years ago, things like social media, the huge amount of different types of devices that hold electronic media, and the complexity of these cases has gotten more over the years. So we're trying to recognize that we need a primary group of people, that this is all they're going to focus on.
As you mentioned, this new unit doesn't add any new positions. Is this really going to help, or do you just need more bodies at the end of the day to solve this backlog of cases?
Well, I mean, we certainly would put those people to work if we were given other positions. But we also recognize that this is very tough financial times for state government. And in trying to do this, we didn't want to try and move forward with any expectation that we could get extra positions in our department. But we looked at our own detectives division and decided that we could probably take five investigators that we have currently out in the field. That would free up the other detectives as far as ever being the lead in a homicide, because that can typically tie up one of our investigators for months on end.
We've been talking with Vermont State Police Captain J.P. Sinclair. He oversees the state's new major crimes unit. Captain, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, sir.